Griesendorf. Welcome to each and every one of you. The first activity that we need to do today is electing a chairperson or presiding chair for this year. Of course, this rotates. I would nominate Representative Hanley to be the chairman of this first conference committee of the 20th legislature. Is there any other person to be nominated? Then I would ask unanimous consent. Is there any objection? Hearing none, Representative Hanley, I happily hand you the gavel.
Thank you, Senator Pierce. We also need to nominate a vice chair, and at this point I would nominate Senator Pierce as the vice chair of the conference committee and ask if there are any objections. Hearing none, Senator Pierce is the vice chair. Just so folks know, generally, if it's okay with you, Senator Pierce, we'll try and meet about 3, 3:30-ish in the afternoons. We are still getting the motion sheets edited. They will be available, and we are under the 24-hour notice, so we haven't arranged another meeting time yet. As soon as we get ready to start meeting, obviously we'll give the 24 hours notice. The conference committee is on House Bill 75 and the Senate changes to that, as well as 76, which is the mental health, both operating and capital portions of the budget. So it's kind of a joint conference committee. We have, as we have in the subcommittees, we work on the different budgets and then they get rolled into the different bills that we did last year. The conference committee operates under Uniform Rule 42. I think there have been copies provided to people. Takes two votes on each side, the House and the Senate, to actually have something pass. And likewise, once things are closed, two votes on both sides can open something back up again. We're going to use the same kind of rules and guidelines. Only members of the conference committee can make motions, take part in the discussions, or sit at the table unless there's a specific request by a member of the conference committee for that. Generally, we have had Ledge Finance sit here, and then if we have specific requests for answers to questions, then members of the committee may ask for that. As I said, the motion sheets should be out here before too long. And as soon as they are, we'll make them available both to conferees and to the public and to the agencies. The letter that we have to sign today is a letter requesting limited powers of conference, a free conference committee. We will all sign that today. Under the limited powers of conference committee, we can go no higher than the highest number in either body. Obviously, we can go lower than either number if we choose to. Category one is how we've broken these into three categories in the past. We'll do the same thing again. I think we have those attached. We have category ones where the House and Senate are the same in both appropriations and intent. Category two is where the House and the Senate are the same in the appropriation amount, but the intent is different. And then the category three is where the House and Senate are different in appropriations and intent. So we will, I think those have been handed out, and we'll have those same three categories again. At this time, then, I guess I would, I don't know, I guess we need to make a motion to request the limited powers of free conference on the category ones, twos, and threes, and Senator Pierce, if I get a motion.
Yes, I would move that we request limited powers for both House Bill 75 and also House Bill 76. Ask unanimous consent.
Any objections? Hearing none, then the letter is being passed around now. I don't have any other business, any comments from members of the conference committee. As I said before, we will give the 24-hour notice as soon as we start on the conference committee. So with that, the conference committee is adjourned for today.
Make sure they...
Yeah, you have to sign another one, Senator Adams.
Yeah, we have two.
It's on 76.